Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back in. It's Early Break, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainer filling in for Jake Sorensen for two more days alongside Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
It was good.
It's good.
It was fine. It was great. I haven't had my first sip of coffee yet, though, so here, I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Why don't you give us a rating on the of a 1 to 10 on the coffee?
I went down the wrong tube, but it's good. It's good. Four splendids. I'm up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too many?
It's aggressive.
It's a little aggressive. You told me Ron Brown was like 15, though.
Ron likes a lot of splendids. It's a lot. Yeah, it'd be over 10. For a 12-ounce coffee.
Yeah, Ron Brown, Nebraska football coach. Four's good. This tastes good. The coffee's good. Thanks, Nick.
How was the weekend, guys?
This is idle chit-chat. This is, if you were standing in line at Super Saver, you might say that to somebody this morning. That's what it's supposed to be.
That I would never ask anyone.
Yeah.
You might do the old, wow, crazy wind out there or crazy weather.
I wouldn't say, how's your weekend?
How's your weekend? That'd be really weird to somebody that I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend? What are you doing tomorrow? Yeah, that'd be super
That's
awkward.
Out of bounds?
It'd be out of bounds.
That's out of bounds?
Because I feel like that's across the line of, okay, I really don't care what you're doing, but I'm asking too deep of a question at this point.
How was your weekend? Yeah. I don't know if that's that bad. I could see somebody asking that and me saying fine.
Yeah. I had a breaker moment.
Did you?
Yesterday, we're at Sam's Club, and we got it's this pretty cool thing. It's a mattress. It's a king-size mattress.
You got one yesterday?
Yes, got one there, and it comes in a box. It kind of unfolds on it, like it explodes when you open it up. But it's big and it's heavy, so I wheel it out on the big cart. It's very awkward. It's just me and Laura.
Ooh.
So I got the tailgate down and stuff. I try to find a way to get it. I'm like, okay, we can get this in. We'll figure a way. We can get it in the pickup. And a guy walks by and goes, need some help? And I'm like, yeah, actually, it'd be awesome if you help. And that. So he does. So he picks up. Boom. He's from Raymond. He's a breaker. Listens to the show.
Boom.
How about that?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, just like that. All of a sudden, we reconnect. Once again, breakers out helping people. Yes. And he would have helped. He didn't recognize me until he already started to help. So it was.
He wouldn't have done it if it was me.
You know, he would have done it for anybody. That's what was nice. So it's just crazy sometimes how you're out there and all of a sudden, yeah.
Well, hey, that is nice.
Yeah, it was. So that was very, 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 very nice.
You got a bed at Sam's Club? Big old bed?
Big old bed at Sam's Club.
In a box.
In a box.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it'd be in a box, Nick.
That's the mattress part of it.
Well, yes. So not all of them come in a box. Some of them that they rolled up. That's like kind of the new trend nowadays is to buy a mattress in a box.
Yeah.
And it's all rolled up. Yeah. You pop it out and it basically inflates after you let it sit there for a couple of hours, days, whatever the time frame is.
Huh.
Because so like, you know, if you went to, you know, 10, 20 years ago, if you would have went to a local mattress store, you would have had to buy the mattress, and it would have had to be strapped down.
The giant mattress.
Yeah, strapped down into your tailgate.
I'll say this right now. If you've never,
Nick,
in your life, hauled a bed slash mattress slash box spring on top of your car while you're driving with two, three guys hanging onto it, you've never moved. You're a complete clown. You've not lived life.
Always done. Me and Jake did it.
Yeah, yeah.
For Nicole.
Yeah. Is that right?
Bed came out of the backpack.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Onto the pavement.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, if you've never done that, you've never lived. You've never,
no, you're right.
You've never lived the college lifestyle, whatever. Yeah, we're moving. How are we going to move the bed? Just put it up on top of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Just put it on top of the car and just hold on to it.
Yeah, hold on just to it.
And that also, if you saw someone driving down like Vine Street doing that, you thought nothing of it.
But not in the college town.
Not one thing. Not one thing. Like, oh, yeah, they're just, oh, wow, the kids are moving. All right, be safe out there. God, it was better times.
Better times. This is an amazing conversation. Nick, how do you know so much about beds?
Just common sense.
I mean, didn't you say something like 15, 20 years ago?
10 to 20 years ago.
5 years old at that point.
I would have been about
3.
Have you
been studying the history of mattresses?
I haven't, but I think just understanding the world we live in, beds didn't come in boxes 20 years ago like they do now.
That was an amazing sentence you just said. Yeah. Understanding the world we live in, beds did not come in boxes 20 years ago. I suppose you're right. I can't disprove it.
They didn't. Unless the text line, by the way, 464-5685. Good morning to the listeners out there.
Yes.
Has anyone moved recently with the mattress on top of their bed, on top of their car, driving down the street with people? And you usually always grab somebody extra to sit in the back seat just to hold on. Grab a hold of that bad boy.
On the YouTube stream, it says they used to have handles on mattresses for roof traveling.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. That's why those handles were on there?
There were handles on mattresses.
I doubt that that's why they
created them. Why were those handles on there, though?
I think just getting them on and off.
Made it easier.
Yeah. Then they also had the mattress police, do not remove this tag. It's illegal to remove a tag.
I would contemplate that tag as I was laying in bed. I'd be like, what would happen?
What would happen? I'm not doing it, though. Right. It says right here,
Didn't contemplate it.
Everyone thought about it. When you saw it every time, it's like, what do you think?
Yeah, like, and why is that on there? And everybody
contemplated. They had a reason.
Yeah.
I do have to give a shout out to one of our listeners as well.
Is this Idle Chit Chat sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care, our friends at Newton's Lawn Care?
I talked to Andrew yesterday.
How's Andrew?
He's doing great.
On Sunday?
Of course on Sunday.
Really?
Checks in every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Checks in with every one of his customers. He checks in with every Sunday just to see how they're doing.
Before or after, like church, or is he wait till afternoon?
A little bit later. Afternoon. Never text before noon.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's always his theory. He has a great
job.
It's
not your theory.
We have a couple of texts from the text line. 7543 says, I saw a mattress the other day. It was strapped down so poorly, it looked like a taco shell flapping in the wind. We also have Ron, who says, the last one I bought was delivered, and there was no box.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida says, I have not done it recently, but I see it happening about once a week down here in Central Florida.
That's awesome. Just to stick that to whip by and see someone holding onto a mattress. Cause also you start to realize you start to lose it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, the wind catches wind, you. You're going, oh, this is more than what we anticipated.
Right. Yeah.
This is way more.
And then it gets to be sort of a physical grind.
Yes.
Yeah. Sanderson said swim is dead on. Mattresses you have never laid on, ordered online, and somehow shipped in a box. Because that's the thing is, once you take it out, you can't get it back in.
True.
It's done.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Swim.
Yeah. Good luck.
So that's what it was at Sam's yesterday. We got one at Sam's.
Yeah.
Mattress in a box.
Swim. In a box.
Were you not worried, Bill, at all about how it feels to lay on, or did they have one out?
We purchased a different sized one for a guest room.
Gotcha.
In the house.
So
we've already had one.
Be happy with the bed. Yep. Be happy that you get a bed in the guest room.
Exactly.
I do need to shout out a breaker, as you guys would call him, Brad from the Baldwin Shop.
Our Brad.
Brad plays on my slow pitch softball team, and we play on Sunday nights.
You did.
He pulled both of his quads last night, stayed in the game. We were down pretty poorly last night. We had a guy whose shoulder popped out of its socket twice. We had to pop it back in while he was laying down at second base last night. Brad, though, pulled both of his quads while running to first base last night and still stayed in the game and finished it out. We ended up running
both quads.
He was
like right here.
Yeah, yeah, on the top of his legs.
He pulled both of them.
That's according to Brad, and he could not run. He could barely walk.
Oh God! It was,
so I just need to shout out for the grittiness and the toughness exhibited
what do you take
by
for
Brad.
That? Just
couldn't imagine how he feels today.
Tylenol. Are you taking a lot of Tylenol now?
Yeah,
That's not good.
Ben, I mean, what are you taking?
Advil.
I think that's along the same lines, I think. Maybe
A little stronger.
Then
keep in mind who we're talking to here.
That's right.
You know. I know what you're going to say. Say it. Amigos.
Age
14.
Yeah, ran Amigos at 14. We were.
You sound like somebody.
We could not have done that.
You sound like somebody that ran Amigos at age 14 when you say things like understanding life. Understanding life and then going into a bed spiel. Yeah. My God, Nick.
The world we live in.
It is the world we live
Understanding
in.
Understanding the world we live in.
Mattresses come in a box now.
They do. The world's changing. And
isn't it?
I'm not sure I'm a huge fan. I'm going to be honest.
You're really?
In the direction that we're going, probably not.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Anybody would be questioning what direction we're going in.
Here we go. By the way, that is Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one.
By Newton's Lawn Care. Call or text Andrew today at 402-440-6297. Get 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Once again, Newton's Lawn Care, 402-440-6297. All right, gentlemen. We had the conversation last week about turnover margin and how Nebraska finished last season minus 17 in turnover margin. And we kind of alluded to maybe potential concerns that we had last week. And part of those on offense, running backs, we were curious about wide receivers, not necessarily concerned about wide receivers, but just curious. And over the weekend, Nebraska had another scrimmage on Saturday. Obviously, this is the week of the spring game this Saturday. And I think fans are starting to realize, and we're starting to hear just rumblings, that Dylan Raiola is separating himself as QB1, at least in spring ball. I don't think that comes as a surprise to a lot of people, guys.
No, but it has, you know, I think it's happening. It sounds like it's happening, Bill.
I have no knowledge.
We're just talking.
What did you get from the scrimmage?
Well, I mean, partially that, you know, from sources, right?
Other pundits.
Yes. Okay. I mean, there's a lot. It's being already sort of widely reported, with no pushback, as you would say. They had a scrimmage, and the offense dominated. In fact, Rule Matt said this was the most dominant day we've had on offense ever. Now, that encompasses two springs and a fall, right, of practices. He said there might have been 8, 9, 10, 12 touchdowns out there today. Turnovers weren't a significant issue for the second straight. That's what I've harped on. They had one apparently by the third string offense. So the offense played well in this case. And yeah, Dylan, I mean, from what I've, you know, we all talk to people and we talk to people who were there. Dylan had a big day. It's significant because, as you know, Bill and Nick, the second scrimmage is, I don't know, that might have been the most important one.
That's your most important one, the one that took place yesterday. I mean, Saturday. Yes.
You would agree with that.
Yeah, that'd be
no pushback.
Yep, no pushback on that.
Second one's important because the spring game is a scrimmage, but it's a little bit, more vanilla. Yeah,
correct.
They're not going to hammer each other probably too much. They'll hammer each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. There'll be some hitting, but not like yesterday. And then the first scrimmage, it was a little more dialed back is the way Rule presented it. So yesterday they cut loose a little bit. Saturday.
Would have been Saturday.
Saturday, 120 plays. That's a fairly significant scrimmage.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah. 120. They did other work. 9-on-7, 7-on-7, individual drills, UConn Indy, right? That's what coach lingo. I'm trying to talk
about. What about
coach.
Special teams? Anything
I don't know if they teams? Did special teams. I don't know what the scrimmage encompassed that way. I imagine there had to be some special teams, right?
Probably. I would imagine there'd be some.
It's got to be kind of ready. I noticed these teams in the spring game often sort of eschew special teams. They don't really do it in the spring games that I see on television. I'm never a fan of that. Do it. Yeah. Work on it.
You can usually get someone out there to be able to get something done.
Do something.
I agree.
Do you?
I agree. You just got to be able to adjust something. Your depth charts. No, it's not that. It's not overly difficult, but I do see some of it. And like I said, I watched Illinois last night.
Did you?
I watched Michigan Saturday night. So I've watched some spring games. Yes, I did.
How did Illinois look?
With that?
Can you tell?
Not really. Not a lot. I remember I read that the quarterback played really well, and I'm kind of watching it, and I'm like, I don't know if that was really that great. I thought defensively it looked okay. I thought Michigan on defense to look like they had a bunch of dudes. Looked really average on offense. Very, very average on offense. Quarterback did not look good.
Can you say him?
I can't say his name. Starts with an O. Was that right? That's the one they were talking about. I think he came in last year, I believe, at times as the running quarterback.
That's
came
right.
In to do a couple things. Yeah. So he didn't have a great day. But I put it all in kind of, I don't overthink it too much.
Yeah, Alex Orji is the guy who came in to kind of run last year for Michigan. They also signed Jaden Davis, who was the number 7 quarterback in the entire country in last year's recruiting class. I thought, and speaking of special teams, I don't think Nebraska was good enough on special teams last year, specifically in the kicking game, to where they can just slouch it off this spring, right? You had a guy that was, as a freshman, 9 for 15 in field goals last year, 60%, not necessarily something that maybe gets the job done for 4 straight years in Nebraska.
Probably not. Now, as far as this scrimmage goes, rules said all 3 quarterbacks played well. That's without watching the tape, and I get what he's saying there. Now, again, what I hear and what you're hearing is that Heinrich, if a season started today, would probably be number 2. Heinrich Harburg.
Yeah. Which, does that surprise you at all?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what would surprise me.
I also don't know how much to read into it because it is just towards the end of spring ball.
Yeah, that's true. He's still got it. There's still time to go. But
okay, let's go back on that. So was that directly from a quote from Coach Rhule?
No, that was a quote from Sipple.
From Sipple. Gotcha.
And yeah, just people who watch.
People who watch. Looks like gotcha.
Heinrich. Yeah. Heinrich is... maybe establish himself.
I've heard he's had a good spring.
Yeah.
I've heard he's had a very good spring. Yeah. Also, you have to remember, there is something about playing in games. Absolutely. And he's played in games. He's played in Big Ten games. There is something that's a lot different. I don't care where you came from, what you're doing. Playing in Big Ten games is different. Oh, and he has that, and it can just kind of calm yourself a little bit. So that makes sense. It does make some sense.
Yeah, he was 5-3 as the starter. He's now what Rhule said is he's progressed light years as a passer. So he's gotten better that way and he can still run. You could definitely see a package. You could see the Taysom Hill thing happening too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Taysom Hill.
It's not Taysom.
It is not Taysom.
Okay. Taysom
Hill though. Yes.
Yeah. You could definitely see that happening where he takes a snap. They split Dylan out or whatever you do with your quarterback at that point and run it that way. So I think he's going to have some kind of role and probably is the number 2 guy. I mean that's just right now. These conversations do evolve.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They can. I mean, somebody can catch a heater and make the whole picture change a little bit.
I know this is part of just life and how it happens nowadays with recruiting. But I mean, just think about Daniel Kalen's recruitment and situation over the last couple of months, to where it's Nebraska went in pursuit, obviously, understandably so, Dylan Raiola, Daniel Kalen commits to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dylan commits to Georgia, I believe was the timeline, and then Daniel Kalen backs off Missouri, comes to Nebraska, commits to Nebraska.
Right.
And Daniel Kalen was the quarterback in Nebraska's class up until a week and a half before signing day,
yep.
publicly at least.
Yep.
To where Dylan Raiola then flips to Nebraska. Yep. Daniel Kalen backs off his pledge for a moment, takes a visit to Michigan State, which is a tough situation for a quarterback like him coming out of high school. Not only because Jonathan Smith was a new coach who brought his quarterback from Oregon State and Aiden Chiles,
okay.
but then also we're so late in the process at that point,
right.
where quarterbacks are usually quick to come off the board early in the mm-hmm. cycles
mm-hmm.
to where the landing spots are few and far between, I believe, and to where Daniel Kalen now has to come in. And not that I'm not trying to get to the point of like he can't compete, he won't right. want to compete, but it was just kind of a crappy situation when you kind of step back and take a look at the whole thing. I get it. That's how the recruiting process goes. But, I mean, dang, you look at that timeline and go, you got a feel for him just a smidge.
Yeah, you do. I get, in a sense, I agree with you.
I'm not trying to get emotional crappy, about it.
No, I know.
But
take the emotion out of football, please. crappy situation. I have a hard time with that because he's in a place that's not crappy. He could have been in a place, Michigan State, that's not crappy.
Yep.
And he gets an opportunity to compete. You know, he's competing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not. Nobody. I don't think you get handed. I don't know, Bill. This is where you come in. You don't often get handed jobs, do you?
No. Everything should be. You want high competition for every job.
Yeah,
for every job. That's what you want. You want high competition for everything. You want people to have to strain to earn it. You want to have everything. Nothing given to you. I mean, that's just, you know, competition just improves everything.
There's politics. Yeah. I get it, Nick. I get it.
Well, and that's not what I wasn't trying to allude to this fact of like, oh man, Daniel Kalen would be the starter here if Dylan Raiola wasn't here.
Right.
But I'm just saying you kind of look back and that is a perfect example of how recruiting is nowadays. And maybe has been even before, you know, the last 5 years or so to where there was obviously mutual interest, mm-hmm. but then also when there's the number one quarterback statistically available, you're going to pursue him nonetheless.
Sure.
And somebody's kind of going to get the short end of the straw. Mm-hmm. This is, once again, not me trying to say Daniel Kalen can't recruit or compete. He can't contend for a number one or number two job. That's not what I'm getting at or alluding to at all. It's just kind of when you step back and look at it from a 5,000 foot view, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, now what's Daniel Kalen's future look like if Dylan Raiola does have a successful career at Nebraska?
Here's the way I'd look at it if I was Daniel Kalen. If his future would look great if he catches a heater in practice and he looks like he's the better guy.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know, Bill, Nick. I exist in a world where, or I'd like to exist in a world where if Harburg or Kalen got, you know, found a groove, and there's four or five practices where you can, it's pretty discernible that they're better than, that they're performing better than number one, then they become number one because everybody's job's on the line here. I mean, this is college football. It's not, and you know how it goes. You got to win.
What does Matt Rhule say all the time this year in spring? He's been very open about it. 5-7 ball team.
Until we're not.
Mm. Yep.
And I'm not saying everybody's job's on the line literally, but it is, I mean, the thing about Bill's profession is it's not like ours. We can have five bad shows in a row and we'll still be here. If you have five bad games in a row, then people start talking about job changes real fast. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yep, that's life.
It's a rough profession. So what I'm saying is I think you, in some ways, you take the politics and all the hype and everything out, and if someone's performing better than the person who has all the hype, you go with the other guy. I mean, I think it happened at Arizona State. Sam Leavitt won that job at Arizona State. There was a very highly recruited quarterback that got aced out of that. Sam Leavitt went there, that guy that Nebraska was looking at, the Michigan State. Right.
Yeah. Nebraska was favorited for that guy for a pretty extensive time.
Remember we were talking about Leavitt? Yep. Remember talking about Leavitt for a while? He went to Arizona State and won that job.
Well, and the guy he knocked out ended up leaving Arizona State.
Portal.
It was Jaden Rashada. You might remember that name from Florida. He was the guy that had some little mix-ups with the NIL regarding, or, you know, stuff at Florida and backed off his national letter of intent to the Gators. Then was a big pickup for first-year head coach at the time, Kenny Dillingham, who was the former Oregon offensive coordinator who went to Arizona State. And that was a big pickup for Kenny Dillingham at ASU. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Leavitt comes in, wins the job, and now Jaden Rashada is back in the transfer portal.
So, I mean, I bet you people at Arizona State weren't thinking that was going to happen. They were probably thinking Rashada win the job. But Leavitt's good. Leavitt's good. I figured if he came here, he'd be pretty good. Anyway, so the offense, obviously, I don't know, Rhule said, had a great day. The defense, he said this, the defense dominated the previous week. So he said the offense did a couple good things. So you know, it's worked out pretty well, I guess. The offense had a big day this week. The defense had a big day the previous week, and now the spring game.
That's generally a good sign. When both sides, there's pushback on either side, with both sides, I mean, that's always a good sign. Usually practices are back and forth like that. If it's ever, I've been on teams before that are extremely one-sided, you know, the entire spring, where it's just, you know, the defense might have maybe a day or two, but overall it's been offensive spring or a defensive spring. Mm-hmm. So you're going back and forth. If you're looking for nuggets of good things, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to see both. You just don't want to hear that one side's completely dominant and the other side, it's like, now you want to hear it from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it probably makes the head coach feel a little better and everybody else feel a little better. I guess what happened in this one was the big plays were Raiola gunned an 80-yard touchdown to Jalen Lloyd. And then there was some sort of flip throw, you know, like a Mahomes flip throw on 4th and 5 that Isaiah Nayor scored on. Those were the ones that got people's attention, but from what I've heard, he only threw 4 or 5 misfires. And again, the big thing to me is no turnovers. That's the big thing. I mean, it is. We can't watch what we watched last year. I don't think we will.
Well, so I mean, we'll see what the future holds. Dylan Raiola looking though to separate himself as QB1. Heinrich Harburg, according to SIP's sources, if you want to call him that, Heinrich Harburg QB2.
I like that. SIP's sources.
I don't like that. So let's not do that.
I like that.
SIP's, let's not.
SIP's sources.
No, I mean that's what you hear. It's just what you kind of hear.
Yes.
I don't know what Matt Rhule would say.
But even competition, all three guys are having a good spring.
What do I mean? I don't know what Rhule would say. He was asked about it.
He said something.
Yeah, he said he's not. I mean, paraphrasing, he's not in any hurry to name a number one or to put out a depth chart in that regard. Let's see what he said. He said he portrayed a quarterback. This is what I wrote. He portrayed a quarterback competition, which nobody has gained a major upper hand. Okay. He said, I'd prefer to have it go a while, the competition, because I think one of the biggest things that you have to see, and I agree with this, is how the quarterbacks handle frustration. It's critical. And I want them to fight for it and earn it. So he says he's seen sort of a back and forth. One quarterback surges ahead and another catches up. Mm-hmm. That's fine to portray it that way. And maybe that's exactly the way he sees it. I don't know. You never know. These things are weird. I've dealt with this stuff for years.
We're getting a lot of, not to switch positions, we're getting a lot of questions on the text line regarding running back room. And guys that are to look at as RB1. Here's the deal. I'm not sure there's going to be an established RB1.
Can I ask one quick question? When did it change? What was it, year, month? I'd like to know when it changed. When did it change from who's the starter to RB1 and QB1?
I don't know. Because
QB1 and RB1 makes me want to throw up.
I said RB1.
No, everyone says it.
Yeah.
No, that's not you. Everyone says that. I just like when someone says, who's your starter?
Is that video game lingo?
Who's your QB1? Who's your QB2?
I'm not sure where
I'd say it changed. Oh, I'm going to try to answer this question.
Yeah. What year would this have been?
Bill, I would say it's 3 years in the making.
Was it? Somewhere in that area?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on everything. It's on the NFL. It's everywhere. Yeah. Who's QB1? Yeah. Who's this? He's not my RB1 and all that. It's
first string. Here's the deal with the running back situation, Nick. You can't answer the question, and Rule has talked about this, because Gabe Irvin and Ramir Johnson are not practicing full go. I don't know that Irvin's even close to practicing full go. He has said Ramir can probably go, but they're just holding him back.
Yeah.
So who knows? Now, in their absence, Emmett Johnson is RB1.
RB1.
Dante Dowdell is there. He's in the room.
You don't hear? Yeah, I think Mazuka would be ahead of him, the way they talk.
Maurice,
yeah.
Micah's brother.
Brother, yeah. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I shouldn't do stuff like that. But you hear more about Mazuka, and he talked right after he talked about Emmett Johnson the other day, Rule, he talked about Mazuka. Dowdell didn't come up. Mm. Emmett Johnson had a good scrimmage. He had there was an explosive run, apparently one explosive run, and it was Emmett Johnson. His quote on Emmett Johnson was, he said he can do it all, is what he said. Emmett Johnson was good last year. He was good, not great. He was good. This is what he said. Emmett is just so consistent, had a big explosive run. That's what I love about Emmett, man, is he can protect, he can catch the ball, he can run the football between the tackles and take the ball outside. He can just do it all. Last year, he ran 90 times for 411 yards. That's 4.6. He did come on late. I don't know. Maybe he would be your RB1 this year. But, you know, they like Irvin. They like Ramir Johnson, too. So, and you know, Quentin Ives is in that.
You don't hear his name much.
No, you don't.
You don't hear his name. You don't. It's just in general.
Bill, he's had a hamstring issue in camp. So I don't know if it's still an issue. That's definitely somebody to ask about. Dowdell is there too. But the way they've portrayed it with Dowdell is he needs some more work. And I think pass protection in this offense is somewhat complex, and it's critical.
If you can't protect, you'll find yourself off the field a lot.
Yep.
You'll find yourself off the field a lot. It's like, well, he's in the game. They're going to hand it to him. He's in the game. They never throw it because he doesn't know the protections well enough. That's right. It's huge. Yep. And that's from from football from 50 years ago.
Right.
You have to be able to protect.
Got to protect. And
if you want to be an every down back, you have to be able to do that.
And Bill has talked about this. This offense is going to look a lot different, Nick. The running backs are going to have to protect.
That's what I was going to mention is don't forget, I mean, last season it was the quarterback led the way in rushing for Heinrich Harburg, 477 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be the case this year.
It's going to look different.
Yeah. It can't be.
It's going to look different.
It cannot be.
You got to get running backs going in the run game, and it's going to be more drop back. It sounds to me like they're running a lot of short and medium range passes where they got to get the ball out quick. Mm-hmm. That's without seeing it. That's talking to people that watch.
SIP sources.
A lot of quick, short, and medium range passes. Choo. Okay, we've got to break it off.
Yep, we got to take a break. Once again, Dylan Raiola starting to separate himself there. All right, let's head to break. When we come back, Connor Asijan commits to Nebraska basketball. What does that mean? We'll talk about it coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.